Go, baby. 1959 on the Volco label. Record, if you can find a copy of that, it books somewhere around $400 if it's in excellent shape. So if you like that song, maybe you can find it cheaper than that. It does come on a couple other labels, too. It was reissued over the years. But Volco was the first label, 1959. Billy Eldridge, Let's Go, Baby. That was a song that if I had been, I think, full-time DJ doing a show of rockers and everything, I'd start my show off every time with that song. I've always enjoyed that one. All right, hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to go right back to the music right now. We've got a girl group starting us off, then Big Sambo and the House Wreckers, and then Dr. John. So let's go right now with a song called Better Watch Out, Boy, by a girl group called The Accents.
Sweet was your kiss, fine were your charm, when I held you in my arms. You better watch out, boy, 'cause I'm falling in love with you, in love with you. Better watch out, boy. You better watch out, boy. Whenever I see you, my heart skips a beat. I've never loved so deep. Better watch out, boy, 'cause I'm falling in love with you, in love with you. You better watch out, boy. You better watch out, boy. So please say you love me in your own sweet way. Say your love is a hit to stay. You better watch out, boy, 'cause I'm falling in love with you. In love with you.
Better watch out, boy,
'cause I'm falling, yeah, in love with you.
chicken was a fine and the fish was a better. The women was alive and the men were together at the party.
Well, place a long time. 1973 for him. Went to number 9 on the pop charts. Only made it to number 19 on the R&B charts. Out of New Orleans, Louisiana, his given name at birth was Malcolm Rebenack. R-E-B-B-E-N-B-E-N-A-C-K. Rebenack. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but anyway. Dr. John, 1973. Big Sambo and the House Wreckers before that. At the Party. That's a flip of a 1962 song that did chart and went up to number 74. The name of that song was The Rains Came. Most of you that have played a lot of records at record shows and collected records may know of that one. The Rains Came, 1962. Went up to 74, and you flip it over and you get At the Party. His real name, by the way, was James Young. He was born in Texas. Played saxophone. And the girls group, The Accents, Better Watch Out Boy, 1964 on the Challenge label. Didn't chart anywhere, but real nice sound by that group there. Let's keep going. We got a hit coming up by the Cow Seals. The Blenders are going to do one, and then the New Beats. So let's do the Cow Seals right now. The Rain, the Park, and Other Things.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew, I knew, I knew, I knew, I knew.
She could make me happy.
Happy, happy.
She could make me very
happy.
Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eyes.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
I knew I had to say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew,
I knew, I knew, I knew, I knew, I knew.
She had made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had made me happy.
Flowers in her hair.
Daughter, 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 daughter,
daughter. You better leave those boys alone.
Leave those boys alone, daughter, leave those boys alone.
Daughter, after school, come straight home.
Leave those boys alone, daughter, leave those boys alone.
Go to the store, come back and mop the floors, and do your other chores. Daughter, you better stop that messing around.
Leave those boys alone, daughter, leave those boys alone.
Daughter, you know those boys will bring you down.
Leave those boys alone, daughter, leave those boys alone.
You're acting like a clown, the gossip's going around. You're chasing every boy in town. Daughter, mother's older than you.
Mother is old now, she's so much older.
I have Daughter, leave those boys alone. Daughter, you're too young to say I do.
Daughter, leave those boys alone. Daughter, leave those boys alone.
You would have to leave school and your mom and daddy too.
Daughter, leave those boys alone. Daughter, leave those boys alone.
The boys will have to wait until you graduate. I mean, leave those boys alone.
Do the Things You Do. That was recorded in 73. A version of it came out on the Buddha label. And I think this one here, I'm not sure if this one came out. This was slightly different than the Buddha label recording. But I'm not sure if this one here I played today. I got off the internet. I'm not sure if it was on this version was on a 45 or not. But anyway, 1973, it didn't chart. So anyway, real good sound by those guys. That's the same ones that did the Bread and Butter song and all those other songs that they did way back when they had some big hits. The Blenders before that, Daughter, 1963, a group out of Chicago. That song went up to number 61 on the pop charts. And I guess that version, that part where he says, daughter, keep those boys away. Some of you guys can remember those days if you had a daughter, I guess. So anyway, the Blenders, 1963. They went on to record on the Nike label later on as the Candles. So if you see a Nike label and it says Candles, you've got the Blenders there. And then Cow Seals got us started. The Rain, the Park, and Other Things, 1967, went to number two. And a group out of Rhode Island. And they're giving credit for kind of their group is the one that they spun the TV series off, the Partridge Family. They kind of took that group there, the Cow Seals, and made the Partridge Family. So I got the idea for it. Okay, we're going to get started again. We got Johnny Maddox. Y'all might remember him with an old song he had called Crazy Otto. This is going to be with a little vocal, though. A lady by the name of Jackie Lee is going to be singing. Johnny Maddox's group's going to be doing the instrumental part. Then Tom and Jerry, better known as Simon and Garfunkel. They're going to do their first hit, which came out in 1957. And then it was a while before they had another one. But anyway, we're going to play Tom and Jerry, better known as Simon and Garfunkel. And then Slim and Ann. Also, you might see them as Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann, but we're going to play Slim and Ann. So here we go right now, Johnny Maddox, vocals with Jackie Lee, doing a song called Hands Off.
Don't you fret, not yet. said, "Ooh, bop-a-loo-chi-pa, let's meet after school at three." Then she turned around at me with that gleam in her eye. She said, "I'm sorry if I passed you by. I'm gonna skip my phone, I'm gonna cut my glass, bug out of here real fast." You're mine, I knew it all the time. Ooh, papa, loot you, bye, you're mine. Ooh, papa, loot you, bye.
A Sin. They also recorded as Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann, and sometimes Ann also recorded as a single artist, and it was just Little Ann. So, but that came out in 1961. It was on the Fire label. If you ever see anything on the Fire label and you're not familiar with that label, go ahead and at least listen to it. I think you're going to like it. They had a lot of good stuff on Fire label. Lots of good R&B stuff. And before that, Tom and Jerry, Simon and Garfunkel, in 1957, Hey Schoolgirl. That went up to number 49 nationally. You may or may not recall it, you know, being in that range of the charting 49. At 49, it depends on where you were. I think they were very popular in the area where they were, Midwest area, but I'm not sure about out west or the southwest or the south. But anyway, 1957. And by the way, that one, 57, it was 8 years before they had their next charted song. And that song went all the way to number one. And that was Sounds of Silence. So you go from 57 to 68, and they stayed together a good while off and on, and had a pretty good career after that. And let's see, we had Johnny Maddox with Jackie Little doing the vocals on a song called Hands Off. And, like I said earlier, Johnny Maddox was known for his hit Crazy Otto. and a couple other things. But this particular one here didn't chart, but it came out in 1956, 55, 56, I believe it was early 56, on the Dot label, which most of his stuff was on the Dot label. All right, let's keep going. We got Jimmy Dale going to get us started with a little fun, little rocker, a little tenor song. Then the Students are going to come in, and Thomas Wayne with a hit he had in 1959. So here we got Jimmy Dale with a song called I've Got a Dollar.
Two little strolls, spin the quarter for some rhythm, and away we go. I've got a dollar. Well, meet me on the corner. Oh, I've got a dollar. Well, meet me on the corner. I've got a dollar. Meet me on the corner, baby, 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 be mine. Spend a quarter for some rhythm and away we go. I've got a dollar. Meet me on the corner.
Whoa!
I've got a dollar. Well, meet me on the corner. I've got a dollar. Meet me on the corner, baby, 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 be mine.
Oh, come Judy.
Tragedy, 1959. Song went up to number 5 on the pop charts. Big hit for him. Only made it to 20 on the R&B charts. But it did chart on the R&B charts, so that's good. He was out of Mississippi, died of a car crash in 1971 at the age of 39. So lost him kind of early. Had a couple hits, though. His brother, by the way, was Luther Perkins, who was guitar player in Johnny Cash's band early. So a little musical family there. The Students, That's How I Feel, 1962 on the Checker label, one that didn't chart, but they had some fun stuff. I always enjoy listening to them, and a good song for them from 1962. Jimmy Dale, I've Got a Dollar, 1959 on the RCA label, about an $80 or $90 record. You find it in good shape, and a real good little fun teener rocker there, so had fun with that one. Let's keep going. We've got the Traits coming up, which is Roy Head's band. You remember Roy Head from Tree to Right when he did a solo, but this is going to be his band called The Traits. And then we're going to have our double play of the day, and we're going to do Muddy Waters. So let's do The Traits right now, and one more time.
Well, now, baby, let me kiss you just one more time. Well, hey, little baby, won't you say you're mine? One more time.
The gypsy woman told my mother,
before I was born. I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand, then the world will know the hoochie coochie man, but you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700, and don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here. Keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. I don't mind you sailing, but please don't sail so long. All right, little honeybee. Thank you.
buzzing sound like my little honeybee. I hear a lot of buzzing sound like my little honeybee. She's been all around the world making honey, but now she is coming back home to me.
Honeybee, Muddy Waters, 1951, went to number 10 on the R&B charts for him that year. Real good sound by him. And before that, doing our double play, Muddy Waters, we had the Hoochie Coochie Man, 1954, a song that didn't chart, unfortunately, should have. But it came on the Chess label, as so much of his stuff did, about a $400 record if you find it in very, very good shape. So Honeybee and Hoochie Coochie Man, Muddy Waters, our double play of the day. Before that, we had the Traits with Roy Head in the group. Roy Head, of course, did the big hit back in the 60s, Treat Her Right. But this was him with a group called the Traits. One More Time was the name of the song. It was one of the members in the band was Johnny Winter, who went on to be a big-time guitarist. And a real good sound by him. They had two songs that charted as the Traits on the pop charts. But this particular one here didn't. And I believe this one's on the TNT record label. And good sounds by them. Roy Head along with the Traits. I'll just keep going right now. We got Chuck Tharp going to come in and do one, the Marquise. And then Bessie Banks is going to do a song that the title is going to be familiar with you, but I'm not sure if you know this particular version. I think this is the first one, though. She did the first cut of this song. But we're going to start off with Chuck Tharp. And here he is with a group called the Fireballs. And yes, that is Jimmy Gimlin, the Fireballs. But Chuck was a singer at the time, and then he left in around 60 or so, 1960. And then Jimmy Gilmer came in. Of course, they had big hits with Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. But this is Chuck Tharp and the Fireballs doing a song called...
Well, now one night under a cloud of the sky, I met a pretty girl and she caught my eye. Along a ponytail made of auburn hair. The girl with a long, long ponytail. Well, I walked up to her and I said, hey, baby, why didn't you let me know? I've never seen you around here before. Yeah, and I missed you so. Yeah, man, I really like that long, long ponytail. And I said, go, ponytail. And I begged for more. She looked at me with a twinkle in her eye. Said, now baby, don't you realize that you're in love with a long, long ponytail? And I said, go ponytail. Oh, go ponytail. Woo, go ponytail. Yeah, go ponytail. Yeah, now I'm in love with a long, long ponytail.
Well, schoolgirl, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Well, hey, little schoolgirl, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Well, you're the only one I know.
It makes me feel so fine.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Stay so neat.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Well, hey, little
knocks me right off of my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl.
Get off my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little
get off of my feet.
Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl. Hey, little schoolgirl.
You've already said goodbye. And since you gotta go,
Banks, Go Now. That came out in 1964, and that's the first version of that particular song. Of course, the Moody Blues had a big hit with it during the British Invasion when they recorded it and put it out. And it was always one of my favorite British Invasion songs. But I came across this version, the original, many, many years ago, and I liked it also. So I thought I'd just have me a copy of that. But that's on the Tiger label. And it goes up to, you know, close to $100 if you find a very, very, very good copy of it. But very collectible record. So go out there and look for that one. Bessie Banks, Go Now. Marquise before that, Hey Little Schoolgirl, 1957. A member of that group was Marvin Gaye. Now, you know, you look up these groups and you see, say, Marvin Gaye or Sam Cooke in a group or whatever, but you never know exactly the years. But I've been told that he was on this recording, but who knows. But anyway, at one time during the Marquise time when they were recording, Marvin Gaye was a member of this particular group. And Chuck Tharp and the Fireballs, Long Long Ponytail, 1960. That came out on the Jero label and the Lucky label. The first one was the Jero, and it runs about a $150 record if you can come across it. And as I said earlier, this was Jimmy Gilmore. Chuck Tharp and the Fireballs, and then he left. And they brought in Jimmy Gilmore and had Sugar Shack and a Bottle of Wine. So big hits there. All right, well, it's almost time to go. We're going to squeeze in one more set. We're going to start off with the El Dorados, then Dave Baby Cortez, and then we're going to do Billy Ward and the Dominoes. So right now we've got the El Dorados and Baby, I Need You.
Takes my heart and rocks it too. That's why, baby, I need you. Yes, I need you, honest, I do. Yes, you take my heart and you take my soul. You take my loving and you take. Honest, I do.
1955, that came on the King label, one that didn't chart. And if that voice leading, doing the vocals sounded familiar, that was Jackie Wilson when he was singing lead for Billy Ward and the Dominoes. Real nice song by them. Dave Baby Cortez, Talk is Cheap, one of his few songs that he did where he really had vocals, because he was more of an instrumental organist. But that was a real good song. That came out after a couple of his hits that already charted. This one didn't chart, but a real good sound by him on the Clock label. And then getting us started was the Eldorados, Baby I Need You, 1954, on the VJ label. A song that didn't chart, but if you can find a copy of it, pick it up. It's worth about $100. Maybe you can get it for a little bit cheaper than that. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks for listening today. We're going to close out with our usual song. We always play an instrumental song. We're going to do one by Bob Crew, a guy that wrote and produced a lot of the hits by the Four Seasons, and had a few hits of his own. His biggest one came out in 1966, went up to number 15, and it's Music to Watch Girls By. So here we go. We'll catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show. Here's Bob Crew.